Once more into the breach. It is week 10 of our 3-month experiment, and I'm on 1 milligram, Charlene's on 0.5 milligrams, and today we're going to catch up and then talk about the costs of staying on Ozempic long term. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Ozempic Diaries. This is episode 11, week 10. I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Varnker.
And I'm Charlene Armstrong.
You're back at school, although we're about to go into another torrent of public holidays. How is it being back home and back in the routine?
I think it's fine. Last week was a bit of a challenge. It really put me through the ringer. And it's weird because you don't feel like you're out of your routine so much. But my sleeping pattern is completely thrown. Like, I am not getting to bed early enough. Yet we're waking up at the 5 a.m. wake up for school right. days, you know. Right. And as far as that impacting on my eating and my workout routine and my weight loss journey, I've noticed it's a big adjustment. Add into the mix getting back into the swing of homework and school pickup and extramurals and juggling the kids' schedules. I felt it last week. I felt like my ass got kicked. And if that's how I feel, the kids feel it even more. So there's big emotions in this household currently where we're like, there's lots of crying and lots of moaning and lots of irritation with each other siblings and so on. So I just feel exhausted most days. So I don't feel like I'm winning at the game of living healthy.
Although on a very practical level, you are in fact winning.
I mean, yes, if you're looking at with the numbers on the scale, so I suppose we could just get into our check-in. So last week my weight was 78.3, and then this week's weigh-in 77.6. So it's a 700 gram loss. So I'm hovering between 900 grams and 700 grams weekly. Which is, it's still just around the 1 kilogram mark, which I'm actually happy with. I mean, if it was bang on 1 kilogram a week, I'd be stoked. Sure. But we're nearing the end of our 3-month period, and my goal was to get to 76 kilograms, and I'm on 77.6. So I'm almost there.
Yeah, and you're 0.7 away is crazy.
Yeah, so I'm almost there. So as far as the 3-month goal is concerned, I am on track. And so just from a number on the scale perspective, I am winning. But the bigger goal for me was to be able to consistently eat all the food groups, get enough fiber, get enough protein, get enough water, get enough sleep and enough exercise. And it's been 3 weeks and I haven't hit my exercise goals for a myriad of reasons. I've had a neck issue. I've been away for a week. So I guess the reason I'm sharing all of this is just for listeners to A, not feel alone and to understand that you're not entirely failing if you're not hitting all the goals, but because my goals were to lose weight healthily on a GLP-1 drug, the experiment was, can I do it and can not just rely on the GLP-1 and run the risk of losing muscle mass and actually doing more damage than good? In my heart of hearts and in my mind, I'm constantly mindful of it. So I do feel like I'm not 100% succeeding at the moment. Am I succeeding in terms of losing weight? Yes. Realistically, sure. am I hitting all my goals for a healthier body in old age? Probably not. So am I losing weight responsibly? Realistically,
yeah, but
no.
Out of the 10 weeks, I feel like you have been doing it right, like 7 out of 10 weeks, like minimum.
I do agree with you there.
Yeah. So I think you've done incredibly well. And really the, and if you think about like the weeks where it is hard, where you, for some reason, you don't sleep well, or you have an injury, or it's school holidays, or you're going away, or whatever it is. If you weren't on Ozempic, you would have gained a kilo. You know, you would have probably backtracked.
And that's true, because my eating would have been a lot worse. I would have just eaten too much.
Yeah. So yeah, it kind of staves off that, first of all, the weight gain that you might have in difficult times, but also it staves off then that negative self-talk that comes straight out of that, you know, with that, because you're already tired and now you're gaining weight, and eventually you might crack and be like, okay, you know what? It's winter. I'm going to have a glass of red wine and a pizza and, you know, to watch reality TV.
And a tub of ice cream and just like go from bad to worse, each spiral in that little mental spiral of guilt and self-loathing.
Yeah. Until eventually there's just like ghost pops on your top and you're just wondering what happened.
A marshmallow's fallen into what I call the Bermuda Triangle, which is my cleavage. Right. Yeah. Once it falls in there, you're like, do I ever find it again?
How this is the weirdest question I've ever asked. How is the old cleavage? Like, what's the what's been the effect of losing almost 10 kilograms?
The weight loss, yeah. So I am I'm gonna have to buy new bras again. I have a couple of smaller bras in the drawer, which I can just, because bras are also so bloody expensive for our female listeners out there. These are problems that men don't have. Like every time you lose a few kilos, you have to like basically replace your underwear, and they're so expensive. So I'm staving off buying new bras until I've absolutely lost all the possible weight I can, and I feel like I'm in a stable place. I'm like kind of stabilizing at a certain weight. Lord knows when that will be, because for the purposes of this experiment, we put a 3-month time frame on it. So we'll see how much more weight I lose. But I am I've probably dropped, I'd say, a whole cup size in my bra at the moment, which is irritating, because, you know, like my husband and I had a discussion about it yesterday. Like, when I do reach my goal weight, what is the likelihood that I will be happy? That I'll just be like happy in my skin and in my body, because now I'm going to have loose skin and clothes that don't fit properly and saggy boobs and probably more stretch marks. And
I feel that. I mean, not some of them, like my, you know, but just in general, you can get skinny, and it's a trope about Ozempic that you can get skinny fat where you, or you know, you get loose skin because you're older and your skin doesn't have the elasticity, and you can end up being a different form of horrific in the mind of a person who is obese. You know, then you lose weight and then you end up with like sagging skin, then you just feel like I'm a different kind of monster now.
Yes.
And all you can do is like, but I'm gonna look good in clothes. I'm just gonna keep
this is the thing,
clothes
yes.
on all the time.
Yes,
because I mean, my partner is just going to have to deal with it.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, Rhett also said to me that it's weird for him to hear me talk about myself or talk about myself in this way, because he looks at me and he's just like, I love every part of you exactly the way you are. Like, I'm supporting you in this journey because I understand that for you, you want to feel better, be healthier, be stronger, all of those things. And I also want those things for you. But when it comes to acceptance and love and being attracted to you, none of those things even show up on my radar. So it's hard for me to put two and two together when you're talking about yourself in a negative way, you know?
Yeah.
You were away this weekend. How did you do?
So interesting one. I went away to Montague for the weekend with the family and friends and had like a proper cheat weekend. Like they have a pizza oven in the place that we stayed in, and I made pizzas for everyone. And they had, when you arrive, they do all these like amazing little things. Like there's, there's like a beautiful old fashioned, they got a lot of antiques in the place with like, there's a little bottle with muscadel in it, and they've got a farmhouse bread waiting for you when you arrive. And you
I want to go to this place.
It's very great. It's called 360 on 62 Cottages, and it's in Montague, and I highly recommend it. And I just wasn't going to say no. Also, we were with kind of like party people who are very much like, live in the moment, bro. So I had pizza.
No,
and I had bread.
Also, I mean, it's, it, it's a weekend, you know. It is, yeah. If you think about the 80-20 rule, it's about what you do 80% of the time.
Yes, yeah, exactly, completely. But yeah, it was a great weekend. And then when I got back on Sunday, we came back late enough that I didn't bother weighing in because it was the end of the day. So Monday, I weighed in and I was previously on 91.5 and I weighed in at 91.8. So I'd gained 300 grams, but I knew that, because when you're trying to hit those protein numbers, you naturally don't eat as many carbs. And I just generally try to eat like lower carb anyway. So it was glycogen and water that I had accumulated during the week, the weekend at least. And I knew that, so I wasn't too stressed about it. Like, it's not cool to go back up, but that said, as you said, it's life's a roller coaster, baby. And then I just knew I'd wait a day. So today is, we're recording this one day late. It's Tuesday and I weighed in this morning and I was 90.9. So I've actually lost 0.6 kilograms from where I was in the last weigh-in. So continuing on a downward trend, which is great. Although, yeah, I think I'm on the 1 milligram dose. I've just taken my third shot of it yesterday or on Sunday at least. And it's hard to tell that I'm on Ozempic. I feel like I have adapted already to it. And I mean, I probably couldn't eat like a massive meal and I'm not even trying. So I'm not like fully testing that. But just in general, I don't feel full after a small meal. I don't feel that sense of like I'm not particular. I don't have a lot of food noise. And as we talked about it before we started recording, when you've been on it this long, you can't really tell what the effects are. It's like if you're on antidepressants and you forget to take them and you feel fine. And then, you know, a few days later or a few weeks later, you're depressed and you go like, oh, it's because I'm not taking that. So, but yeah, happy with that. I mean, to be clear, I've lost more than 10 kilos since the beginning of the year. So that's maybe why it's not stressing me. I weighed 102 at the beginning of the year and I'm on 91. it's just that 4 kilos of that was before I even went on Ozempic. So I'm already pretty happy with where I am. So yeah, not too stressed. But if I want to get down to that 88 and it feels like a fun kind of stretch goal, then this week and the next, I might have to actually try, like actually diet.
The thing also is that the long-term use of Ozempic, because I've been seeing a lot online that the drug is often prescribed as an ongoing medication, lifestyle-based, you know?
Yeah.
A lifestyle-based maintenance medication.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a budget constraint because it's a super expensive medication to be on long term.
All right. Charlene has brought up a very interesting point about Ozempic often being used over the long term. So I did a little bit of maths in this edition of Ozempic Johnsplained. And I took the kind of like the average cost of a 4 milligram pen of Ozempic in South Africa and then worked out on a monthly basis how much it would cost you to take 0.25 milligrams, 0.5 milligrams, and 1 milligram. So these prices, of course, will change over time. I believe they will probably go down as Ozempic becomes more accessible and more competitors enter the market. But as of the beginning of this show, which was in February 2025, the average price for a pen was about 2,750 rand. So working based on that, how it works out is that if you wanted to continue doing Ozempic long term, one pen is 4 milligrams, 0.25 milligrams per week equals 16 weeks of doses. So each pen gives you 16 doses. That gives you a monthly cost of 685 rand per month. 685 rand, it's a little bit more than a Virgin Active membership if you're on Vitality. It's maybe like an average gym membership cost, not as much as some of the premium memberships, but yeah, not too bad, right? If you go up to 0.5 on a weekly dose for the long term, one pen, 4 milligrams, is going to last you 8 weeks. So that's a monthly cost of 1,370 rand per month. So that's an expensive gym membership. That's a CrossFit gym or a personal gym or whatever it might be. Maybe even a trainer, I'm not sure. But yeah, 1,370. Now, if you go up to a 1 milligram dose, so that's one pen every month, essentially, you're paying 2,750 rand-ish per month. So that's just plain old expensive, right? And yes, there will be some cost savings in food, perhaps. Maybe you eat less or you you don't go too crazy in restaurants, or if you're like me and you don't drink as much as you used to, then you will certainly be saving some money. But you can't deny that that's an expensive monthly charge. I'm torn about it. I think I could probably handle a 0.25 per month on my budget. 0.5, that's a lot of money. 1 milligram, definitely not. So yeah, we're going to have to start looking at going off Ozempic and seeing what happens then. What about you? What's your budget? How much can you afford? And, you know, I'll never forget something that my friend said to me. I was chatting to him about supplements I was buying for the gym. I was buying protein shakes and creatine and gym clothes or something like that. And he said to me, John, this is the best investment you'll ever make. Whatever you put into keeping your body healthy is the best investment you'll ever make in your life. So that's the other side of the coin. You know, maybe 2,735 Rand a month is cheap if it staves off cancer and diabetes. Food for thought. Thanks everyone for joining us for episode 11, week 10. We're going into our third week of 0.1 for me and 0.5 for Charlene. Good luck for the coming week and all the coming public holidays, Charlene. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Also, there's going to be lots of Easter eggs in my household after this Easter weekend, and it is way too much chocolate for anyone to consume. And historically, I would just plow into those little marshmallow Easter eggs.
It's the marshmallow little packet marshmallow chocolate things. Those are the problem, because they're also probably the most affordable form of like sweet in the world. You can buy and they sell them in boxes with like 48 of them in there or something. It's insane.
Yes. Yeah, and so I tend to eat them all so that my kids don't have cavities and aren't hyped up on sugar.
Yeah,
so it's going to be have it all so our kids don't have to have them. Anyway, so we'll see how that's going to be. But yeah, more of the same this coming week, trying to focus on the eating, the gymming, and now less vaping on my end.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, good luck.
Thanks, and to you. We'll chat next week.